As you know, we have three different lectionary cycles, A, B, and C. This year we're in C, so we're reading from the Gospel of Luke. But the Gospel today was from John. That's because on certain days of the year, no matter what cycle we're in, it's always from John. This is one of those days. So every year we read this story about Thomas and the gathering in the upper room. And so this is the octave of Easter. We celebrate 8 days of Christmas and Easter. So today is still Easter Sunday. And so we have the same preface that we had last week. We have the same prayers that we had last week. We're going to renew our baptismal promises just like we did last week. We're going to sprinkle just like we did last week. Sorry about that. So one of the reasons for this gospel text being on this day every year is because the text itself says, you know, on the first day of the week, Sunday, Easter, he appeared to them. In other words, on Resurrection Day, he appeared to them. And then a week later, which would make it today, is the story of Thomas being there with them. But it's about Sunday. Now, Sunday is the eighth day, and we've talked about this before. In Genesis, it says that God created in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, God rested, and that's the Sabbath rest of the Lord. So what does that make Sunday then? It's either the eighth day, or it's the first day of the new week. And the church has always celebrated both of those. It is both the eighth day, the last day of the old creation of sin and death, and the first day of the new creation of grace, which lasts forever. So that reading from the book of Revelation, which was our second reading this morning, Jesus, the one in the long robe with the gold sash, speaks to John and says, "Don't be afraid. I am the beginning and the end. I am alive. I once was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever." So this new day, this first day of the new creation, doesn't have death. Death no longer reigns because of Christ's resurrection. And so this new day has no sunset. It lasts forever and ever. And Christ is at the pinnacle of that. He is the center of all existence. It all begins in him. It all ends in him at his final coming. And Jesus, the incarnation, the fullness of revelation of that reality happened at one point in human history, and that's the fulcrum on which everything swings. So eighth day is significant because it's resurrection day, but it's also sacrament day. So we often have baptisms on Sunday. And baptismal fonts, because of their connection with Sunday, are often octagonal in shape. They have eight sides because of the sacramental symbolism there. That because in baptism, that's when the old person dies and the new resurrected person comes to life, is reborn. And so it happens on the eighth day, that threshold between the last and the first. And all of us have gone through that experience. And so eight-sided fonts make sense. There are also circular fonts like we have here, and that's called a womb-shaped font, because out of that womb, we are reborn into the new and everlasting life. Now, the gospel story today mentions reconciliation. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. This is right after Jesus has breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So Jesus, by breathing on them his Spirit, is transitioning from Jesus of Nazareth to the risen Lord, the church. And so in the same way that Jesus has throughout his life and his miracles and his teaching and his person been the reconciliation between God and humanity. His healing, his casting out of demons, you know, illness, possession, these are all symbols of what's wrong with the world and what's wrong with humanity, caused by original sin and the sin upon sin steeped over the generations. And Jesus, the God person, the God human, steps into that situation and writes it. And so, in at least in symbolic form, all of his miracles and his exorcisms and everything, he's putting an end to sin and death. He's reconciling humanity with God. And now he wants to pass on that ministry to his disciples. So he breathes the Holy Spirit on them and says, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. In other words, this is a reconciling church, the body of Christ. And so the healing, reconciling work that was done in Jesus is continued on in the church. And our first reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, and in fact, all through the Easter season, we'll be reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Because St. Luke wrote two volumes. The first one, the Gospel, he uses to show that the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, was present in the body of Jesus of Nazareth. And then volume two, the Acts of the Apostles, he uses to show that that same eternal Son, the second person of the Trinity, is now no longer present in Jesus, but in the church, which is his body. And so, in that reading we heard this morning, we don't see anything about the risen Lord performing any more miracles. Now the miracles are all done by his disciples. And so they work many miracles, and while some people are afraid to join them out of fear, others are joining, and in fact they're so enthralled by this that they put the sick on the walkway, hoping that at least the shadow of Peter will fall on them as they walk by. There's that kind of faith, there's that kind of miracle, reconciling, healing, love happening, not through Jesus anymore, but through Peter and the other disciples. And so the ministry of Jesus continues in us. God, through our baptism, has breathed the Holy Spirit upon us. And again, in confirmation for many of us, that breath of the Spirit has made us reconcilers and healers. We, out of all the world, need to be showing that God's love is more powerful than sin, that the resurrected life is more powerful than death, that there is no real death, because the more you give, the more you receive. The more you lose your life, the more you gain it. The more you take the last place, the more you are given the first place. Death is glory. The death and the resurrection of Christ, they're just the same event. Because if you give yourself completely like that, you rise. There is no real death. And we are witnesses of this. We are the ones who are called, breathed on, and commanded to tell the world the truth, the revelation of God's love that is more powerful than death.